It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop. DR Reese, Pal, Tucker Smith, G. Mother Glass. We are, man, the gateway between now and you the weekend. And we have to pause for a cause. We have a lot of fun on the show, but something happened throughout the night, and we got to pause for it because we lost an icon in sports, particularly color commentating, just a pillar for the ACC for a long, long time, and CBS, and he covered 34. Listen mm-hmm. to me. 34 Final Fours, so that's 34 years. We lost Billy Packer last night. Succumbed to kidney failure. He was in the hospital for about 3 weeks, according to his son Mark, who is on ACC Network, and Mark Packer, and he's been following his dad's footsteps for a long time. But here's what ESPN had to say about it recently.
Billy Packer, a staple of men's college basketball coverage for CBS and NBC for decades, died tonight at the age of 82. Packer worked as an analyst for 34 consecutive Final Fours, from 1975 when John Wooden won it, to 2008 when Bill Self won it. Packer's son Mark, a co-host on the ACC Network, said his father had died of kidney failure. Packer played guard for Wake Forest long before he was known as a great analyst, averaging nearly 15 points a game, took Wake to the 1962 Final Four under head coach Bones McKinney. Packer's broadcast career coincided with the growth and explosion of college basketball. His son Mark stating, quote, "The ability to get involved in something that, frankly, he was going to watch anyway was a joy to him. He really enjoyed doing those Final Fours with Jim Nance, as you see there, and Dick Enberg." Billy's family tweeted a great picture tonight. If you're too young for Billy Packer, that's him in the middle with the blue sweater and the khaki pants. Quote, "The Packer family would like to share some sad news. Our amazing father, Billy, has passed. We take peace knowing that he's in heaven with Barb." That's his wife who predeceased him. R.I.P. Billy. Billy Packer was 82 years old.
Yeah, I was reminded when the guy was saying that they have a real nice documentary on ACC Network about him, the Wake Forest tradition. It talks about how he got into that space of color comedy. It happened like kind of like by accident. So get a chance to check that out. But may you rest in peace. And again, as we said last time, prayers and thoughts go out to the family. It's always tough.
I was looking him up and getting some famous quotes that he's famous for, rather. And one is he would say, "This is going to be a long 3 minutes here."
Yeah, think about it, 34 Final Fours?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's incredible.
He received the Sports Emmy Award, something we don't know, in 1993.
Yep. That's I said, is he in the Hall of Fame? Though I wonder.
Not sure. Have you heard of the computer game Hoops?
Yes.
He created that, 1986.
You know what's funny? You know what's so crazy about that? I'm trying to remember who it was. Was it Matt Doherty? Matt Doherty was pitching that game. I think he was assistant coach for hands. Anyway, I ran him one time. He was telling about the game Hoops. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's done a lot. I mean, and definitely will be missed. And I know the basketball world is sad because again, he was a contributor to that. And we just want to highlight and daylight that because being from the ACC and being a big part of the ACC was instrumental in a lot of the attention that the ACC got. And he was very controversial. I think a lot of he said what was on his mind. I mean, he kind of like us on the show,
right?
We just put it right out there, and people got to figure it out their own how they want to receive it. But Billy Packer was his own man, and I remember him watching him, and I always got excited. And I just get mad at some things he said, kind of like with Dick Vitale sometimes.
Oh God, yes.
I'm not gonna get you started with Dick Vitale, but one of the things that Phil told me one time, Phil Forster, that guy knows his stuff, though. Mm-hmm. And he sit there, and he used to call those games, particularly Dick back in the early days. He didn't have no notes. He had all that stuff up there. He knew about
it. Kind of like you.
Yeah, kind of like me. Yeah. But anyway, may you rest in peace, Billy Packer. And then, an outstanding contributor to the game of college basketball.
Absolutely. And one final quote that I know he says a lot. "You have no chance," and these guys need to listen, "you have no chance at getting a rebound unless you make it."
Wow.
So you got to make your, you know, you got to go for the rebound.
There you go. There you go. That's a good one, too.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Welcome back to Sports Shop, DR Reese, K-Mac, Pam Tussin Smith, deferred.
Three more rows, I don't
know. G-Money behind the glass. Man, it was announced that the Panthers are going to hire Frank Reich as their next football, head football coach for the NFL franchise. And a lot of people are not really happy about that.
Right. Including us.
Including us. I don't think it's right. Pun intended. I just don't. It just, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't smell right. He interviewed like 5-6 people. He ended up with Frank Reich, a guy that got fired from his previous job. I guess, you know, when you get fired from a previous job, you can just fall up. Just like the head coach from Denver. They think you're hacking. He fell up as an offense coordinator for the Jets.
Right.
This guy was a head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. He fell up head coach of the Carolina Panthers. A lot of people were not happy with that, but then a lot of people gave us some reasons why we should be excited. Mm-hmm. Here's Adam Schefter giving us multiple reasons why Frank Reich was the right guy.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, they decided to go with Frank Reich, who was the first quarterback for this team in its franchise history.
That's one.
In 1995, he was the inaugural quarterback back in the day. You've got a guy who attended seminary in Charlotte after his playing career.
Two.
And still has an off-season home in the area.
God.
His
three.
Daughter recently started working in the Panthers' marketing department. His brother just finished his 22nd season as the head coach at Wingate University outside Charlotte. So there's all sorts of ties to the area. And I think when they looked at it, they felt like he was dealt a little bit of a short hand. He had five different week one starting quarterbacks in his 5 years in Indianapolis. There's never a repeat quarterback in Indianapolis. And obviously, he'll get another quarterback in Carolina with the idea that this one will stick longer.
So, five is greater than one.
Right.
So, yeah, five reasons when the seminary is cool.
Yeah, he knows God.
He knows God. His daughter's in the marketing
department. Mm-hmm.
His son's at Wingate.
Coach at Wingate.
Yeah, he has a house in the area. Those five things. Then the other one was the fact that he had all these multiple quarterbacks he had to coach, which wasn't fair to him as a head coach. So with all those things being said, I guess that David Tepper picked the right guy.
That's right. What we're probably missing is the fact that his wife and Tepper's wife.
a good friend.
Yeah.
That part. I'm feeling some type of way. Let's hear from Chris Canty. He says, don't be shocked if the Panthers trade up for a quarterback, because they got some guys on their team, a couple guys that they can market to move up to get a quarterback. Let's take a listen.
The owner has made a decision. I am going to prioritize offense, specifically the quarterback, over defense, because I think that is the long-term remedy to having sustained success. And so when you have a move like this take place, now you start to look at what the Carolina Panthers could potentially do. They have the 9th overall selection right now. Carlin, I'd be shocked if this organization didn't try to find a way to move up. Another thing that would shock me is if their best player on defense, Brian Burns, wasn't moved this offseason. He's going into his last season on his rookie contract, the 5th-year option year, and the Carolina Panthers are over the cap. To me, that is the most valuable trade chip that you have in order to acquire more assets and ammunition to move up in the draft and to have your pick of quarterbacks. I think the Carolina Panthers are a team to watch to move up into the top five to take a signal caller.
Pamela, what do you think about this?
Man, I think it's ridiculous. Okay. Well, I mean, we're not hearing any of his real credentials for football. Why Carolina Panthers needed him, other than, I mean, what they're saying is, you know, he's all about offense. He develops quarterbacks. That's what the Panthers need. So, you know, obviously that's what they're going to lean into.
He developed Carson Wentz.
Yeah, where is he?
How's
and what did
out
he
for
do?
Well,
but that's what they're leaning into, yeah, the offensive.
Some people really don't like it. My fellow Raiders, no fan, Jason Fricks.
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
Let's hear it.
Frank Reich wasn't dealt a hand that was bad at the quarterback position. He was part of dealing the hand. He was part of the organization's decisions every time to go all in on Carson Wentz. He was part of the organization's decision to go all in on Matt Ryan. He was wrong about all that. Now you think he's suddenly going to get it right with the Carolina Panthers? Harry, I don't like this at all.
There you go. Four of us. I think it's a slap in the face, to be honest with you. I think if you look at the situation with Steve Wilks and how he really rattled the team, it's like, you know, we all had some hope. I know he probably had hope, but that's what happens. You go and do a good job, but doing a good job doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get hired right. Do that job permanently.
You said it in earlier segments. Sure. Is it guilt by association with Steve still being a part of the current lawsuit?
Yeah. So Brian Flores and Steve Wilks are part of the a lawsuit that's geared towards the NFL in terms of minority hiring.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that's part of the problem I have, because we really don't know. But it doesn't make sense. I'll be the first one to say I was wrong about Frank Wright, but right now I think I'm right about him.
But we know Steve ain't going down without a fight, because right. We know his lawyers are already making statements.
Yeah, yeah. And we hate to do that, but if we don't do it, it'll continue to happen.
Yeah, but will it hold him back from getting another job?
Well, yeah, you know what? He didn't get this one.
Well, you're right. Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.